Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Plato's Miracle of Miracles. To begin this episode, I will give you three or four words, maybe five, and I'll cite their definitions. The first one is miracle. And the reason why, because that's what this entire episode will be about. It'll be about these words. So they are very important, and I just want you to know what they speak of, what they mean, the definitions. Miracle, an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Then it means an extremely outstanding or unusual event, thing, or accomplishment. Let's go with number two here, an extremely outstanding or unusual event. Let's go with that. The second word is miraculous, of the nature of a miracle, supernatural, as in a miraculous event. Two, suggesting a miracle, marvelous, as in proof of a miraculous memory. Three, working or able to work miracles, as in miraculous power. All right? I think we know what miraculous means and what it can refer to. Wonder. W-O-N-D-E-R. A cause of astonishment or admiration. Marvel. As in, the pyramid is a wonder to behold. Wonder can mean miracle. And two, wonder, the quality of exciting, amazed admiration. Okay. And marvel here, one that causes wonder or astonishment, intense surprise or interest. Marvel also can mean astonishment. Now, the verb marvel is to become filled with surprise, wonder, or amazed curiosity. Okay. Amazed curiosity, to fill with amazed curiosity. And finally, we have the word marvelous, causing wonder, astonishing, two, miraculous, supernatural, of the highest form of quality, notably superior. We can go with causing wonder, astonishing, and we'll also go with notably superior. Now, there's a statement in the King James Bible that says, and it's from Psalm 118, verse 23. It says, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." So there you have those words. Now, let's see here. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. The last time, the title of the episode was "The Perfect Son." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10 says, "When that which is perfect is come, I have described to you one that is perfect." I did that the last time in the episode, "The Perfect Son." And I showed you how the Son is perfect. Okay? Remember the form? The image? The image of the Son? All right? So let me finish that. "So when that which is perfect is come." That which is perfect has come. I've been telling you that for some time now. And as I said the last time, I actually defined the perfect Son. All right. Luke 21, verse 31 says, "When you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand." When you see these things come to pass, what things is that statement talking about? When you see what things come to pass? Well, I've been showing you and telling you what things have come to pass. As in, the Father is made known. The Father in the King James Bible is made known. He is identified. The Son is made known. He is identified. All things are made known. They are identified. And many other things I've been showing you. That's what the statement here, Luke 21, verse 31, speaks of. When you see these things come to pass. All right? And then it says, "Know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand." Well, let me give a clarification to that statement. What Plato wants you to understand is, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the Lord God, the Son of God, is nigh at hand. Because he is someone you can see. As when you see these things come to pass. And I've spelled those things out to you. I've given them to you. I've shown you how that the Son has performed those things. And the evidence of the Son's performance of those things is in Long After Archive. Real simple. Real simple. As in, the Father has been identified. As in, the Son has been identified. All things are identified. The little mystery, well, no mystery is little, okay? The mystery, no man, is found out, all right? And on and on. The covenant of peace, the Lord's covenant of peace, is found out and given. I've presented that to the Gentiles. So much has come to pass. So much has come to pass. It says, "Know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. What do we know is nigh at hand? We know now that the Son of God is now at hand. That's what we know. We can see that. The Son is seeable. The Son is hearable. You can hear the Son's works. On this program, you can hear them from Lawmaster Archives. You can hear the voice of the Son of God. And I've shown you the voice of the Lord God, the former God, the predecessor to the Son of God. I've shown you his words. Matter of fact, I'm showing you his words now. Because the Bible asks, what has Lord All Caps spoken? And I give you that every time I come before you. Things that Lord All Caps has spoken. And remember, I told you earlier, Lord All Caps is a reference to the Father. Lord All Caps is a reference to the Father. Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to the Son. Oh, we have so much that is known now. And do you know what the Bible calls this teaching of mine? The Bible calls it the doctrine of God. Okay? That's fine. That's wonderful. The doctrine of God. That's what I teach. I am the only one. Well, let me say this. Someone may be teaching what I teach. But I was the first one to come forth with the doctrine of God. Because in order for the doctrine of God to come forth, that would mean God would have to be here on the earth. God would have to bring it forth. That's why it is called the doctrine of God. What does the word of mean? Of means there, the doctrine coming from God. And it also means concerning. And it is the doctrine concerning God. So the teaching which I teach is the doctrine coming from God. It is the doctrine concerning God. It concerns two gods. It concerns the predecessor God, and it concerns the successor God. God the Father, God the Son. And let me say this. Before the coming of the Son of God, God the Father was not known, neither was God the Son known. Yet people go to church, many of them, and the preacher talks about the Son of God. No, Jesus is not the Son of God. Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. Okay? That's as much as I'm going to say to that now. If you want more details, go to Lawmaster Archives. Okay? The living Son of God is here. The living Son. That's why two places I know in the Bible, he's referred to as the living God. Now, if he's living, that means he can be seen. If he speaks, he can be heard. And he can hear. If, you know, he can hear others speaking. He's a human being. The Son of God, as his fathers were, all there are all men, people. I hate to say all men because, anyway, they were human beings, okay? Let's just go with that. Let's go with that. They're all human beings, people, all right? People who ruled and governed their own people, all right? Now, we know this, too, that God does not work magic, all right? God does not work magic. The Son of God does not work magic. As I said the last time, the mountains have not melted at the presence of the Son of God, the Lord God. The moon has not turned into blood. The sun has not refused to shine. None of those things. The rocks, none of those things have happened. So we know that the King James Bible has truth in it, and it also has fiction in it. And what I do is separate the truth from the fiction. That is my devoir. Okay? So, when you see these things come to pass, and I've read them several times to you, know that the Son of God is nigh at hand, because that's what is actual. That's an actuality. The Son of God is at hand. Now, this thing about the kingdom of God, the Gentiles, many years ago, destroyed the kingdom of God. Okay? They killed the God who was present at that time in war, in battle. The Gentiles made war with the black people. Right? The Gentiles defeated God and his people. Remember I said, the Bible's gods are not, they don't work magic. They're human beings. That means if they go into battle, they can either win or they can lose. Well, it came the time we, the black people, lost to the Gentiles. Now, where are the Israelites now? The Israelites, and the Son of God is indeed an Israelite, the Israelites are in the land of their enemies, the Gentiles' lands. Two of those lands are the United States of America and the United Kingdom. Okay? God and his people are in captivity. Isn't that something? The Son of God, who many ministers talk about, they speak of Jesus, okay? So they really don't talk about the true Son of God, the real Son of God. They haven't done that, okay? But they use the term Son of God. There's even Christmas, the big holiday. They say it's in honor of the Son of God. But they say Jesus, the fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the Son of God, which, again, he is not. He's just a fictitious character in the Bible, okay, who broke law, was not righteous, was unrighteous. Let's go on. Let's move on. Let's don't get hung up on the fable, okay? So, many things have come to pass. The Lord God, the Son of God, has brought many things to pass. And it is the Son of God who is nigh. He can be touched. He can be seen. He can be heard. He eats, has to eat, you know, just like any other human being. The Son of God has come. The King James Bible, Son of God, has come. Now, this should be of interest to anyone who has anything to do with the Bible. Anyone who has anything to do with the Bible, whether they're a bad Christian, good Christian, whatever, whether they go to church every Sunday or just on Easter Sunday, it doesn't matter. Anyone who has anything to do, little or much, with the Bible should be rejoicing over these things that I teach and should be rejoicing in the coming, the arrival of the Son of God in the flesh, on earth, with men, dwelling, as the Bible says, with men on the earth. Now, if the people cannot do that and will not do that, then what does that show the people to be? That shows them all to be hypocrites. That shows them all to be liars. That shows that they lie on the Bible, they lie to one another, just liars and hypocrites and workers of deceit. That's what it shows. Because what I'm teaching is real. That can be checked out by anybody, any doctor, any philosopher, anybody. Does Tommy L. Hart fit the script, fit the description that the King James Bible gives of the Son of God? That can be checked out. It can. Easily. Easily. All right? Okay. So, the Son of God is here. One scripture in the Bible says they were all waiting for him. Well, it doesn't seem like too many people are waiting. Were waiting on the Son of God. Now, maybe some of them are secret people, you know, secret believers in the Son of God. That doesn't count. Okay? You must be, it is required of you to be active, open believers in the Son of God. That's a requirement for the people. Let's move on. So I talked about when you see these things come to pass, which I've shown you, know that the Son of God is nigh at hand. Know that he is here on earth, because it's through him that these things were to come to pass through. It's through him that they were to come to pass. It was his devoir to bring these things to pass. And he has done that. He has done the things required of him. Even now, the Bible says he himself seeketh to be made known, seeketh to be known openly. I'm doing that now. I'm seeking to be, I'm continuing to seek to be made known openly, to be made known by the people to the people. Okay, then there's this other statement, Luke 21, verse 32, which says, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Think about all the things that I've shown you that the Son of God, the Lord God, has fulfilled. Go back to Lawmaster Archives. Hear all the things that the Son of God, the man Tommy L. Hart, has fulfilled. This generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled, the things that I've exposed to you that were supposed to be fulfilled by the Lord God, the Son of God, the Son, the predicted, I'm trying to think of another word, but I can't, the predicted Son of God. This generation refers to the Son of God, the Lord God, the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, Lord God. I try to make a distinction between Lord all caps and the Lord God. But know this, the Son of God has ascended to Lord all caps. Okay? So that Lord all caps, and you have to know what you're doing if you're going to do that, can be referred to, can be called Lord all caps. The Son of God can be also be called Lord all caps. Watch this statement right here. Let me see. The Lord, maybe I'll think about it. Okay, I don't have that written down. But this generation, a reference to the Son of God, the Lord God, shall not pass away, shall not die, till all be fulfilled. All things have been fulfilled with respect to the Son of God. He's done the things that were required of him to do. All right? This generation, that statement can be read like this. The Lord God, the Son of God, shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Because that's what it's talking about. It's talking about the Son of God. This generation, not generation of people, but generation of an individual. This generation. What generation? The generation of the man Tommy L. Hart, who is the Son of God, shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. That statement is fulfilled. There is nothing that I should or must do that I have not done. Okay? Now, and it is the Lord God, the Son of God, who determines what should be fulfilled. Keep that in mind. The Bible gives him that authority to determine the things that are to be fulfilled, that he should fulfill. The King James Bible gives him that authority to choose. Okay? This is so wonderful. Plato's miracle of miracles. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the miracle. I'm talking about that which is so marvelous. How in the world, some people may have told Plato, you're crazy. That will never come to pass. Your image of the sun that you are seeing will appear. You got to be out of your mind, Plato. Okay? You've got to be out of your mind. It's not going to happen. How in the world one person one day going to come along and fulfill your 30-something predictions regarding himself? What individual, and that same individual is going to make known to us all things. He's just going to do all the things that you say your son going to do. That's impossible. It is a virtual impossibility. Now, somebody may come along and do one or two things, you know what I'm saying? But to do every one of your predictions regarding his coming and all like that? No, Plato. You're making me think you're going mad, Plato. Okay. It's just not going to happen. It is not probable that one would come along and do all the things that one individual would come along and do all the things that you say that individual will do. Don't hold your breath, Plato. Well, Plato died. But he didn't give up the hope in the Son. He died with the hope. The father died. The predecessor died hoping, still hoping in the appearance and coming of the Son. The one who would fit the image of his son that he put forth. It happened. It has happened. I'm just going to say it straight out. No one else is saying it, so I'm going to say it. That is miraculous. That's a miracle. Think. I know 30-something predictions regarding his coming, what he's going to do and all. And when somebody comes along and fulfills every one of them, and guess what? While he was fulfilling them, he did not know that he was fulfilling them. He finds out afterward that he has fulfilled those things. He did not read the book first and see, oh, the Bible says the Son of God is going to do this. The Bible says the Lord God is going to do this, so I'm going to do it. No, that was not the case. The Lord God, the Son of God, did the things first and later on realized that those things that he had done, the Bible said the Lord God, the Son of God, would do them when he comes. People, that's miraculous. I will say it, and I will keep on saying it. It's a miracle. Plato's miracle of miracles. It's miraculous. They say in the Bible, it's marvelous in our eyes. Remember the definitions? Marvelous. In other words, marvel, miracle. Remember those words? They're all similar. They're all similar terms. Wow. Plato's Miracle of Miracles. This is my devoir. I am bound to do and teach what I teach. It's expected of me to teach what I'm teaching even now about the miracle. It's wonderful, people. It's wonderful. Are you a hypocrite? Can you hear these things and turn a deaf ear to them? That's a sign of a hypocrite. And if you say you love the Bible, that's a sign of a liar. And that's just real talk. That's a sign of a liar and a hypocrite. Say you love the Lord. Don't know who the Lord is. I've told you who the Lord is. I've told you who the King James Bible's Lord God is. I've told you who the King James Bible's Father is. I've told you who the King James Bible's Son of God is. I've told you who the King James Bible's All Things are. I've told you about the King James Bible's Covenant of Peace. I've told you so many things. And told you with evidence, giving the evidence. All right? So I'm so far behind in this because I didn't go along with the script. So the generation, that generation, the Son of God, the Lord God, did not die before doing the things that were expected of him to do. He did them. It's a miracle, people. It's a miracle of miracles. It is Plato's miracle of miracles. Remember the form, the image, and I'm going to have to cut off here. Something has come up. I've got to cut off. But I did do the 30 minutes, I believe. I did do the 30 minutes. So let me just stop here at this time. Join me next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.